Welcome back, BVB Army. Welcome back to our channel, BVB Army Hearts to Hearts. I am Ruth.
And I'm Nicole.
Welcome back on Spooky Month.
My favorite time of year.
I mean, it's your golden birthday this year. Have you realized that yet?
It's my golden? What do you mean?
You don't know what a golden birthday is?
I no.
Hudson, are you in the room?
Do you know what a golden birthday is?
Ah, I was trying to think about that. Is that when you finally go past 30?
No, she turns 31 on 31.
Oh my God, look at that. I didn't even freaking realize that.
Dude, my teeth are gonna fall out. I'm like so
Hence,
blown.
golden birthday.
Dude, that's awesome. I never thought about that.
I've never heard of this. That is so cool. I can't believe I missed yours. That's cool though. Yeah, 31 on 31. Booyah, won't happen again.
Nope.
Ugh.
Anyways, welcome back, guys. We're back with officially a new episode, and of course, on Spooky Month, we always go out on Spooky Month. So this time around, you could probably—I don't know if you guys can guess. Probably Nicole. You can guess who Nicole did.
This is probably going to like boggle a lot of people's minds, but the movie The Nun is not scary and she's not scary. So I kind of had to revamp her look here. I had to make it a little more me and a little more spook. Like, the look that Ruth has going on here, you guys, you're gonna love it. You're gonna love it.
Do you know her name in Spanish?
It's not the name that you said that it's not the name that I know, right? No. Nope.
So, I am the classic folk tale told in Hispanic culture is La Llorona, or aka the Weeping Woman. So they did make a movie out of her. I know the movie was okay; it wasn't that greatest, but it was okay. Basically, La Llorona. If you don't know the story of the Weeping Woman, she got married to a rich man, but her husband cheated on her. So full of rage, she dragged her two kids to the river and drowned them and stuff out of rage of her husband cheating on her. And she realized what she'd done, but it was already too late. And now her spirits go ghosting and hauntingly down that river. And sometimes the folktale said you can hear her weep and weep and weep.
I have heard stories of people that have gone and like filmed to see if they could catch her. And you do, like in the film, people say you do hear the weeping. But no one's ever, I think someone, I don't know. I was told if you hear her weeping, you're not supposed to follow the sound.
Yes, you don't
That's how she
follow the
gets you.
sound. Exactly. I mean, hey, La Llorona has been around since I was a childhood. My parents used to tell me that to behave. So there you go. Oh, every Hispanic child should know La Llorona. So, anyway, we are back here and we are actually going to dive into a topic that has been on our list for a couple of months now and stuff, but we're finally getting to it and stuff. So, Nicole, what are we doing?
Today's episode, we are going to discuss, in our opinion, the most essential Black Veil Brides songs out there. Are we going to go album by album
Let's
or?
go album by album. I feel like with this type of essential songs of every newcomer or fan should know when it comes to Black Veil Brides, these are essential. I'm grabbing my albums in order right now. So
No, that's perfect. And just remember, guys, this is literally just the our opinions on what we believe to be the most essential. You guys probably have different opinions, and that's completely okay.
we're doing EPs, right?
Oh, I didn't even think about that. We totally could.
I mean, it's technically
Think there
there's
might be some EPs I think might be essential.
I mean, they're songs. They're essential songs. So let us just dive into, again, these are our opinions. I know everyone else has their own opinions and stuff, but these are our opinions of the essential songs that all fans should know, or let alone if any newcomer, new BVB fans are like, hey, what song should I listen to? This is our list. All right,
Let's play
we're
with
gonna
it.
dive into with their very first lovely one. We stitch these wounds.
I think it's safe to say the one of the most essential songs off We Stitch is obviously Knives and
I
Fens.
mean, that's where they started. I mean, come on. It's a classic in the BVB Army, Knives and Pens.
I don't know how you'll feel about this, Ruth, but like in my opinion, when it comes to Knives and Fens, I think it's mainly essential to OG fans, and I don't mean that in like a negative way towards newer fans. I feel like Knives and Pens is more essential to OG fans though than it is to newer fans, and only because I feel like during the time period that Knives and Pens came out, I feel people related more towards that outcast feeling than they more so than they do nowadays, just because I feel like nowadays, if you think about it, like the aesthetic of dressing alternative is a trend now. No one gets made fun of for dressing that way like you did back then. That's why I do feel that it was kind of like more essential back then, but I think it's still essential now just based off the fact that that is what made Black Veil Brides who they are today. Knives and Pens is what made them, and that's why it's so essential.
It's where they started. It's where we were first we first discovered Black Veil Brides. It's the first song I ever listened of Black Veil Brides. So
Yeah, that is like the no, no nothing is more essential than Knives and
I feel
Pens.
like Knives and Pens song is like there.
It's the number
It's the
one.
number one song, the essential number one
It's
song.
like the gigantic trophy in the trophy display case.
I would also say Perfect Weapon from We Still Choose Women is another essential song, just because it was like the second music video that was out from Black Veil Brides from officially from the website. It still has Sandra in it. I can't believe that. And stuff. And it continued the story with a little boy from Knives and Pens.
Exactly. And that was something that none of us expected for that little boy to carry on through
Yeah.
the music videos. This might be an unpopular opinion, but I do think the other essential song on that album is We Stitch These Wounds.
Interesting. I thought you were going to say Sweet Blasphemy because I thought that was another essential song too.
So I do love Sweet Blasphemy with all my heart. Of course, I want to consider it essential, but I don't want to just say that just because it's my favorite. I think the little anthem part in there, the speaking part, is what's the essential
I
part about
think
it.
the whole song is because that's my main case. This is because of that in Sweet Blasphemy when Andy's doing that quick little anthem to us, the little message to the outcast. Like I feel like that whole message is for us, and so I think Sweet Blasphemy is an essential song.
Hear me out, though.
Okay.
If we also wanted to go based on like essential albums, I don't think We Stitch These Wounds is an essential album.
BVB Army, do not attack her. I will not attack her
The
either.
reason I say that is yes, We Stitch These Wounds is the very first album, but when that album came out, it was Knives and Pens that got all the fans to really fall in love with Black Veil Brides, and they were still not as popular or as big when that album came out. If you want my honest opinion, Set the World on Fire is an essential album because that was a peak point for Black Veil Brides, and that is when they gained a sh ton more fans.
All right, so if you say that, let's transition into Set the World on Fire era then. Your favorite album, go. This is your era, so what are the essential songs for you when it comes to this album?
Okay, so the album itself is essential. Just because, like I said, peak point for Black Veil Brides was Set the World on Fire. I think the number one essential song is Fallen Angels off
Of
that
course.
album. Of
It's the
course it is. It was the
anthem.
first. Huh?
It's pretty much like an anthem for us too. It's one of the anthem songs.
Well, and it's like the first music video. That music video, so many people were just waiting for it to drop. And the song, I hate mentioning like, oh, all these singles are the essential. I don't really think all the, okay, I might have to take these out. Fallen Angels, I don't want to say that every single single is an essential song because I don't think every single is essential, but Fallen Angels specifically, and of course, I think we have to go with the legacy, even though once again it's a single. But then Rebel Love Song is it. See, this just,
For your point of view, what is your essential song? So your point of view.
it's so hard because I feel like the album itself is very essential. While not every single song on there is essential, I do believe the top essential songs off Set the World on Fire to be Fallen Angels, The Legacy, and Rebel Love Song, and a little bit of Set the World on Fire itself. I do enjoy all the other songs, but I honestly don't think they made it as big as those ones in specific.
I would honestly say just Set the World Fallen Angels and Legacy or the top essentials for this album. Just because, like, don't get me wrong, there's so many good songs, but the music videos and I feel in Andy's roar when it comes to the Legacy. Mwah. And then obviously the Fallen Angels song anthem and stuff. We scream, we shout, we are the Fallen Angels. I mean, the music video is badass too, I have to say.
Oh, the music video itself, like that, everyone was, as I said, everyone was waiting for Fallen Angels to be released. But it's not just the fact that the song itself is catchy, it's the lyrics that you just spoke, the We Scream, We Shout. That is something that I think I've seen everyone post as a caption on photos or just a status or whatever, you know? But let's take it into obviously another essential album, which is Ruth's all-time
Well, hang
favorite.
on there, because before Wretched and Divine, we had this short little EP of the Rebel Yell, Rebel.
I do think the only essential song on there is Coffin.
I was gonna say Coffin, pretty much.
I think the reason it's so essential, though, is because it's literally Andy making a full transition of his past self being, of Andy Six being gone and Andy Biersack being born.
I remember that scene when the first time I watched it, when he picked up the coffin, and there's Andy Six with the war paint that we all know and love, and then he's just closing it. And I'm like, okay, you're closing a chapter, Andy. I know you are, but this Andy Six era will be missed.
I know. I'm proud of him for, being able to finally be okay with his last name too, and saying, "Hey, it's no longer Andy Six, it's Andy Biersack."
Andy Biersack. All right, so if we're gonna transition to Wretched and Divine, do not ask me. This album is hard for me. There's so many good songs to even to, if I was talking to a newbie, it's like, hey, what song should I listen from Wretched and Divine? Honestly, my honest answer, all of it.
Okay, but if I had to pick for Set the World on Fire,
I
you
mean,
have
okay, I
to.
mean, obviously, if I don't say this, everyone's gonna chew me out on the internet. In the end, obviously, it's the top. I think that's like number two for the essentials after Knives and Pens, in my opinion, because obviously Black Veil Brides plays that after every at the end of every concert for their encore and stuff. We all know the Larry's Harp, and obviously the story is like in the end, it's just like that is. I know I said it's Fallen Angel was an anthem. I think In the End is the anthem for us. So.
I do agree. The reason I agree too is because within the end itself, for even someone who doesn't listen to Black Veil Brides, there are people who don't listen to Black Veil Brides or don't like them, but they know in the end.
I would also say another essential song from, sorry, excuse me, from Wretched and Divine, because a lot of people connected with it. You have, I have a lot of people's that was their first tattoos, lyrics, and stuff was Lost It All, because I think just the message behind it, and I think for me personally, it was like the first song I heard of this someone telling me like it is okay to be at your worst, to cry, to vent, to there is, I am not forcing you to flip a switch and like everything's gonna be okay. It is fine to let those feelings out. And so that's what I got from it. So like from other songs, I'm like, yeah, it's okay, but cheer up, it's gonna be all right. Well, this one's like, it's fine. Cry. It's fine. We all lost, we all lose. We lost it all sometime.
It's got such a deep message behind it, but what I love most about it is, like, I'm not going to get it like word for word on what Andy, I don't know if it was in an interview or just like a random quote that I saw, but he did state, as you just said, it's okay to feel down and to be in a dark spot, but it also is a reminder that you do, at the end of the day, you have to be the one to pick yourself back up. Nobody else can do that for you.
I mean, honestly, if I have to tell someone newbie of a BVB of like a Wretched and Divine, I would say those two. Personally, for me, I am Bulletproof. Okay, that's just me. And Wretched and Divine and Resurrect the Sun. Those are the only other ones I would put out there. Are they essential? Not person. I would not think so. But I feel like with those other songs, it kind of gives us a grasp about what Wretched and Divine is all about. That's just me, though.
I agree. I love I Am Bulletproof and all the songs that you mentioned, but I don't think they're essential, unfortunately. And I hate saying that. I just want to say every song is
Every
essential.
song, disclaimer, every song is essential.
Exactly. I can't lie. I think for me personally, what makes it really hard is, of course, we all know that the singles that bands release are normally the most popular, and they're normally the banger songs and what's considered essential. But it's so hard because you want to tell people, you want to recommend them those singles, but at the same time, you want to recommend them the unpopular songs too, because those are just as great.
All right, I am curious because when it comes to the self-titled album, I am curious to hear your essentials because this has a lot of mixed reviews when it comes to the army. Obviously, if anyone doesn't know about the backstory, Google it for one. I'm sure there's fans and we explain it too. But basically, with this album, it was, I guess you could say, how do I say this? This self-titled four. I would say it was like the tipping point of a transition, change that was going to happen with Black Veil Brides, I would say. So, essential songs from this one.
Well, I was gonna say real quick that I'm gonna point out, since you just said not, there are, it's like 50-50. Some hate it, some love it. The album itself, not essential at all. Period.
And
I love this album.
Chris, we're
Everything
sorry.
about it.
BBB, Andy, hi, we're sorry. I agree with Nicole with that say, statement. I feel bad saying that,
No,
but
I do
I
too.
agree.
I feel awful saying it because I love this album. I think it's a work of art, but the album itself is not essential. If I had to give someone songs to listen to off of it, it's really hard because I don't really think there's any essential songs on there. If there
Honestly,
is
I can
one,
only
it's
think
only
of
Heart of
one.
Fire. It's only Heart of Fire.
I was gonna say Faithless.
Oh, see, I That's
It's
so
like,
hard
because like, I
because.
understand Heart of Fire, I do, but I'm also like, if I had to pick a song for an essential for this album, I would say Faithless, just because, for one, they play it a lot in concert and stuff, and it does have a good message, but like, I can also understand Heart of Fire, but I'm like, Faithless. Because honestly, if I was going to go to a crowd, like, let's say a concert, a BVB, and like start to go random, like, okay, name a song from this album, and then I pick the fans, like, name a song from self-titled album four. I feel like Faithless will be the number one song every fan would say and guess.
So that's so weird. I feel opposite of that because, in my opinion, okay, this is gonna be weird. If someone was like, "Hey, what's the most essential song off that album? Heart of Fire." But if you want to listen to a good banger song off that album, I want to recommend you Faithless. That's my opinion. Faithless, I understand they play in concert all the time. It's usually almost always the opener. But I've seen so many fans, they're over Faithless, and so many fans talk about how they want Heart of Fire this, Heart of Fire that. That's just my stance on it. Black Veil Brides, I love you guys to death. I do love Faithless, but I would love a new opening song.
Which they have a little
They
bit.
have done. They have done. Like, I don't mind if you guys go back to Faithless every now and then. I feel like it's been almost Faithless every concert we've been to recently,
I know.
though.
But yeah, it's this one has a very limited songs for essentials, in my opinion. I mean, I know there's some fans that are diehard fans of this album, which is great. I'm happy that you love this album and stuff. It's just, is it essential? In my opinion, no.
No.
I will point out, this is may not be an essential song. This is just my opinion. Crowns of Thorns, love it.
Well, see, that's what I'm saying. I want to tell people, listen to Drag Me to the Grave, but people might not like it just because it's my favorite. You know what I
Right,
mean?
and then we have Veil.
Can I do another hot take?
Yes.
Not an essential album, really no essential songs. Oops. Sorry, just being honest. I love this album and I love every song on here, but I don't think out of every album they have put out, Veil and Four are not essential by
Ooh.
any means.
Look at Nicole being brave, saying her hot takes already.
I'm sorry. Y'all know what my heart where my heart's at. I love Black Veil Brides to death. I'm not dissing these albums. I absolutely love them both, but they're not essential by any means.
I mean, looking at the list again and stuff and trying to think, like, okay, obviously there's a lot of opinions when it came to this album, because we literally thought, so when this album was released, obviously we hear the last song, Veil, this is where it ends. You know, this was like almost a farewell that Andy was giving us, by saying there's no more Black Veil Brides after this because of the amazing drama and tea that happened and stuff. From Bruno! Sorry.
So that's why let's now make this a really sad topic, real quick.
Okay.
This album would only be essential if it was truly the end of Black Veil
Oh
Brides.
my God, I don't want no, but yes, but no.
I hate saying that, but
I
that,
hate you saying it too, by the way. I mean, it is true. I mean, like, yes, don't get me wrong, there are good songs. Like, personally, when it comes to my opinion, and if someone was gonna come up and ask me, like, what do you recommend, what song from Veil? I mean, When They Call My Name, I love that song.
My favorite song off the album is Dead Man Walking, but I think off the whole album itself, I agree. When They Call My Name, I think that would be the one song that I would recommend for someone to check out. I
Okay.
know, I feel awful now. Ugh.
I know before, after that, it was a long break, and then they came out with the EP The Night, obviously, which was pretty good. I
Yes.
mean, there's only two songs, Saints of the Blood and The Vengeance. Would you consider those any essential songs for a BBB?
I think either one of those could be considered essential because that was the start of Lonnie.
That was true.
So I mean, if you want me to be honest, I don't think it's really the songs itself that's essential, whereas it's more the EP itself that's essential, just because it introduces Lonnie.
It introduces Donna, reveals a new chapter of BVB, and obviously we got rid of Bruno and stuff, and everything, and stuff, and Lonnie the Redeemer saved and glued pieces back together of the BVB.
Exactly, which is why I'm thinking the EP itself is probably more of.
Okay, that's fair. Okay. Now I'm curious. Phantom Tomorrow.
So the Phantom Tomorrow.
You have a hot take on this one too?
Damn! Maybe I do, Ruth. What if I do?
Oh.
Okay. No, I do think Phantom Tomorrow is essential because that's the first album that Lonnie was a part of when it comes to Black Veil Brides. Okay, wait a minute, wait a minute, wait a minute. Before anyone gets at me, I understand he was in the remastered of Wee Stitch, but that's obviously just a revamped album. That I don't consider that to count. So the
I
Phantom
agree.
Tomorrow is essential, but I think the only essential song off of there is Scarlet Cross. And the reason I say that is because of that song, so many new fans came in. I mean, how many fans did you and I talk to that said, "Oh, I didn't know Black Veil Brides until I heard Scarlet Cross"?
That is true. Looking back at it, that is true. I would also want to say another one that could be possibly is Torch, because they didn't have a music video. Obviously, they were going in that universe of Nine and Blackbird and stuff, and that whole music video was shocking. Like, is Blackbird dead or not? So, yeah.
Yes, so I would say Torch can definitely be essential. I feel the music video might be more so because it does kind of tie in and tell the tale of Blackbird itself and Nine.
Scarlet Cross, I will agree, an essential song. Torch, possibly. Let's see what else is here. I mean, I know there was Born Again, and that whole music video was pretty upped and hype. I don't know. What's your thoughts on that?
I personally loved Born Again, but I don't think it got the amount of love that it deserved. I don't think a lot of people were as crazy about it as they were when Scarlet Cross came out. And maybe that's just because Andy had blonde hair. I don't know. Like, it's one of those things. If you notice, if Andy changes his hair, whether it's the length or it's the color, people freak out and they'll always remember that song.
He can pull out any hair. He can be bald as he if he wants.
I know. I know. I agree with you.
Okay, mine is the hair aesthetic look of Andy. I mean, like, okay.
I don't know. I feel like Born Again just didn't. It wasn't as loved as it should have been, which is why I don't really think it is considered essential, unfortunately.
That's okay. Okay, I know obviously they're after this was like their final album, obviously before this new one that's coming out and stuff. But we did have a couple of EPs, The Morning. I would say there's one essential song from The Morning, and
Which
my
one?
opinion is just Savior 2.
Oh, yeah.
Just because, like, we had Savior from Set the World on Fire, which was, a lot different than for Andy to come out, like, here's number two. It's like, oh, okay. You're kind of making a circle of, I can't think, I'm blanking. You're kind of going back to your past and stuff, but updating it into this new era that you're in, so.
I 100% agree with you that it's Savior 2 and no other songs off there. Real quick though, because I could be wrong on this. You know what's actually kind of crazy about Savior 2 though? Because if we go back to Savior, which now that I think about it, we didn't even mention Savior as an essential song for Set the World on Fire. And a part of me, I still don't think it's essential just because.
I honestly think Fallen Angels and Rebel Love Song overpower Savior from Set the World
Exactly. But what's so interesting is, and I could have this wrong, the first Savior that came out for Set the World on Fire was kind of more directed toward us. Like, hey, all you outcasts, all you people that feel alone in this world, like, know that you are not alone. And it really was directed toward us, right? And that was some like that was a song that we could all hold on to when we were feeling those emotions and in that moment. But then if you kind of fast forward to Savior 2, do you kind of notice how Savior 2 is more directed at Andy himself, and it's more about the fans targeting Andy and being like, hey, you're not doing this right. You're not doing that. How dare you do this and not do this? So roles reverse. And it's almost as if Andy made that Savior 2 as a for himself rather than for the fans. Does this make sense?
Yes, I need to rewatch the video of Savior 2 and dive into the lyrics and stuff because I wanted. Okay, because sorry, I'm trying not to get ahead of myself. I'm trying
You're
like to like,
good.
I do. I can see that, and it. I feel like, oh my God, Andy's a genius. Oh my God. Because if that is the case, which could possibly be the case, then because let me see if I can find.
Gonna say, because if you think of the words, I'm
Because
trying my
Bleeders
hardest to
EP
be
came
what you
out,
made.
Bleeders came out, and obviously we know f***ing Bleeders. We have to say this right now. Bleeders, essential song. But
The whole EP itself, that is the most essential EP out
where's
there.
the lyric? Hang on.
Does it have
Okay,
the
they
lyrics on
want
that?
you there to save a life, but only if you're dressed until they like. That comes up to me because it's like Andy's basically saying like, oh, the community, the in music industry, my fans will only appreciate the mold that they want me to be in. But f that, I'm gonna break out of that mold. So I was just like, when you said about Savior 2, and I'm like, it made me think of Bleeders. Sorry, that's why I was trying not to jump ahead, because
Oh,
those
gotcha.
lyrics kind of like say, like, I mean, that is true. Like he's saying, F you all, I'm gonna do what I want to
100%, because those lyrics,
do.
I'm trying my hardest to be what you made. Like, it sounds like he was literally trying to be what the fans wanted him to be, realized he is not that person, and now he's breaking that mold and finally just being his true self. But jumping ahead though, to Bleeders, out of all the EPs, that is the most hands down essential EP that Black Veil Brides has put out.
I mean, because we got Bleeders, which was like a whole new different direction. Like it was heavy. A music video, hello. It's my favorite and stuff right as of right now. Like Coffin is close second now. Coffin was up there number one. Then Bleeders took over throne and stuff. But it was like that, and I'm just like, and like I know we said this in an episode. You said this in an episode where it's like high school us are still like enriched and divine
Oh,
and set the world on
yeah.
fire. Adult us, Bleeders.
Exactly. It's like it seems to fit the era of us now.
It's just one of those things, and like we have no idea what this new album is going to sound like, all the rest of the songs and stuff. We only know Hallelujah, which I feel like now at this point, Hallelujah is the next is on the list for essential song, because it just shows out of nowhere the skill, the progression of Andy and all the rest of the guys and everything is just like, hello.
I think we can agree that this new album will be an essential album for Black Veil Brides, because it's not just because it's a new era, but this, I just, me personally, I strongly feel that this era is once again, just like the Phantom Tomorrow, it's going to bring in a lot more fans. But I think these kinds of fans are actually going to be like more metal fans, fans that used to make fun of Black Veil Brides, but then they're like, oh my God, like this is actually a really heavy album. And I that's why I think this could be considered another huge essential album for them. But if I had to pick out of all of them, it's straight up Set the World on Fire and Wretched and Divine as an album.
I want to hear your top five essential songs when it comes to Black Veil Brides, and I'll give you
Okay.
mine.
Well, if you already know yours, please go first.
So, in the end, Knives and Pens, Fallen Angels, Bleeders, and honestly, as of right now, obviously this could change. Hallelujah.
No, that's perfect. Ours is basically almost similar then. I would have to go with Knives and Pens for the start. Then I would go to In the End, Fallen Angels, Bleeders, Hallelujah. So the only difference that you and I have is you put In the End first and I put Knives and Pens first.
Challenge for BBB Army. This is a hard one. List your top five essential Black Veil Brides songs.
It's hard. Well, actually, I can't lie. It's not as hard as trying to pick your top five favorite.
That is true. Essential that all fans, even newcomers, should listen and should know.
Those top five, hands down.
Top five. Chris, what's your top five?
What is everyone's top five?
What is
Come on, in
everyone's
the
top
comments
five?
below.
In the comments, we want to know.
Jot them down in the comments below what you think to be considered the top five essential songs. What would you tell someone
I would
to.
love to ask the guys, Black Veil Brides, what do you consider your essential songs? I really want to ask them.
I am curious because, like, they have already hurt my feelings on talking shit about some of their own songs that I love, and I'm like, oh, we're gonna throw hands, Andy. We're gonna throw hands, Jake. Come on.
I'm just curious too, like if you know how they sometimes do the Q&As and stuff, if by any chance we're lucky enough to get that, I'll be like, okay. Big question. What do you consider the essential songs for you, your band?
Dude, screw that. Go to the meet, get VIP, and in the meet and greet, be like, hey, everyone, just tell them, like, question right now, Q&A, most essential Black Veil Brides song, everyone go, one at a time, down the row.
Watch them be all the same.
I know. What? No. Well, that would be funny, but I just, for some reason, I see them all stumbling and being
Oh, they
like,
100%
looking
stumble.
around at each other
Because
like,
like okay,
shoot.
because it's like I'm sure for them every song was a different progress and stuff and stories for them. It's like, oh yeah, but when we did this song and like Jake, well I did this riff and this and Lonnie's like da, 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 and Andy's like, I'm like, no, you have to pick one.
Well, that's why it would be really cool to know what their own take on it is, because I would laugh if they also mentioned like the most popular singles, but I would actually love it if they mentioned like a non-popular song.
Right, be UVB Army, we are back with the fan shout out, so bear with us. We are coming back from our hiatus break. But today's fan shout out goes to Marissa on Instagram. Just fan shout out to you because we've been noticing that you've been liking our posts a lot and commenting in our stories and liking our stories and posts that we make. So thank you so much for your support. We deeply appreciate it. And hopefully you're just having a lovely day and stuff and enjoying whatever you are doing as of right now. And enjoy if that's listening to Blackfield Brides. Cool beans. We can be on board with
We get down with
that.
that.
We can be down with that. But honestly, just thank you for so much for your support. It honestly means a lot to us that just having people follow us, our accounts and stuff, and liking our posts or retweeting or reposting it means the world to us. So just again, thank you so much, Melissa, for supporting our channel and the show and stuff. So grand shout out goes to you. Well, guys, I know this was kind of like a quick episode and stuff with the essential songs, but you know, we gotta talk about it.
You have to. I mean, I feel like this was an important topic to discuss because I feel like there are a lot of people out there that, I mean, I don't know about you, Ruth, but I'm sure when you do post something, whether it's like a Blackfeel Brides real transition or it's just about, a Blackfeel Bride makeup look or whatever it is, you do get people that comment, I want to listen to them, but I don't know what song to listen to first. Like, I get comments like that. So like it is one of those you really like when I think about it. It's so hard though, because I can't lie. I guess off my own opinion, I don't tell them the essential. I just go with what I like.
Well, I think that's one thing where a lot of people I feel like it's try to find the balance of like these are your personal favorite, but what are the essentials for, newcomers and even old fans should be aware of and stuff. So once again, if you guys want to name your top five essential songs that we should all be aware of, newcomers or old comers on the BBB Army, let us know in the comments below.
Yeah, I'm kind of curious to know what everyone else considers Blackfeel Bride songs to be essential.
Same. I have a feeling I will see a lot of common ones, but if I see some different ones, I will be intrigued.
I'm definitely looking forward to seeing the most uncommon answers.
Well, guys, this brings us to the end of this episode. Thank you so much for everything. Again, subscribe to our channel. We post every single Wednesday, so make sure you're following us on our social media accounts. I'm trying to think of what else is here. It's been a minute since I've done this.
It's been too long. I know. We're like, how do we talk and
How
act
do we
again?
end? How do we end? We are coming up with a new video here soon. We are heading back to the fan stories. We have one scheduled, so that will be coming out soon. Please keep in tune with that. We are super excited, and obviously, it is birthday month here. We have something special planned for Nicole's birthday episode here, which there will be blood, Nicole.
There will be blood.
There will be blood virtually. I don't know how, but there will be blood.
I'll bring the fake blood spray.
But we thank you guys again. Again, all of our links are in the description below, so go give them a follow. Hit the subscribe button, and with that, with the nun putting her teeth back, adios.